It's just, I don't think that's the weirdest part of all this, Anisha says. She's not looking at Elaine. What's that supposed to mean? Well, I mean, you're obsessed with this bloke and all you do is pour him coffee. It's not healthy, Elaine. I'm not obsessed with him, Elaine says, and she knows that part isn't true. She probably drinks more than she should after that, because her dream that night is even weirder than usual, in that she's pretty sure she's dead in it. She's floating down a river in a boat, bedecked with flowers. Her eyes are closed, and actually she's not sure how she's seeing any of this, given that she's almost definitely dead. But there it is. It's weird to think it, but she's pretty sure she's never looked more beautiful. The boat drifts to a stop in front of a glittering pavilion, pennants snapping in the breeze. Horse bridles jingle and lutes play. In the distance, there's a castle with fairy tale turrets. A crowd gathers around her boat, whispering and nudging, but no one says anything until a man pushes through them, led by a page. He's bearded and wears a gold circlet in his blonde hair, but Elaine has no trouble recognizing Arthur from the coffee shop.
"Who comes so to Towered Camelot?" he asks,
looking terribly sad, and she wakes with a gasp.